Hey, William, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, and you?
I'm doing well, actually. Just left you a voicemail as you were calling in.
Yeah, I noticed how my phone just let me know, and phone decided to go into voicemail. I'm like, okay, why are you clicking?
It happens to my iPhone all the time. I get it.
my account did take in the money.
I'm sorry?
No, I just put that money in the account.
Okay, excellent. So we can go ahead and process that here. Before I do that, I got to go a little robotic here for you. So we do have to go over the voice verification script. That's basically to let you know what we talked over. I'm going to send that over to you in writing as well. Okay? Mm-hmm. So just bear with me here. If there's anything that, you know, kind of misses you or loses you a little bit, just let me know. Hey, hold on. Slow it down. I need you to repeat that for me, okay?
And I am going to ask, since I am a business, so all that stuff, I always save my receipts for every payment I do. So one of the payments will be with you guys, so I can get it taxed. Well, no tax, or what we could say.
Gotcha.
That works.
Yeah, yep, because we're going to be sending over the invoice for you as well.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
All right, excellent. So here we go here. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called our voice verification recording. The reason being is because I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking through this, again, if you don't understand anything or I'm speaking a little too fast, let me know. We'll go ahead and run back, okay? So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is added as a form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Name of my business is W&M Home Maintenance, LLC.
All right, perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
I am the owner of the company, and name is William Hernandez Amil.
Excellent. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. Then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from a third-party vendor unrelated to Local Splash, which is why we provide you with that security question and answer. We are the only ones that have that. Nobody else will have that those security questions or that answer for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those calls will come from our 877 number.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. So just go ahead and please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Let me know when you've done that there.
All right. Give me a second. I'm not looking at it off. Let's see if I can find it. 77. You said 877, but I don't see any 877.
It's pretty much the same one that you called. So it's the 877-635-6225 number.
So this phone number, technically, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, and to save that as Local Splash.
All right, let me save that as Local Splash. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Add the contacts. Great, now. Local.
Excellent. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can I ask a question about that?
Absolutely.
What to me about that is, like, people that call me to see if they want to work for me for the same thing.
Right. So if any other like outside SEO companies or things like that, or even if you wanted to make any changes to your account here with us, you know, in terms of marketing, you know, it's something, you know, do you agree to disclose that information for us?
Yeah, just tell them that I've worked with you guys. Yes.
Correct. Okay, perfect. So your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today. That'll be August 29th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day, so September 29th, October 29th, November, December, and the amount of $249. Okay, so that'll be a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting our client support, same number, 877-635-6225. We let everything be real easy and streamlined for you here, which you must speak with a live representative, okay, to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
Okay, yeah. Can I ask you, second payment is next month, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah, that worried me for a second. I was like, second payment is...
Imagine $249 today and $249 on the first.
I freak out because I don't really have the money for it.
We're taking care of you here. Don't worry. All right. I'm going to go ahead and process that for you here. Stand by for me.
Yep.
Okay, and then you'll be receiving a text message shortly after that. That'll just have your terms of experience here with us. So that'll have everything that we discussed in writing, of course. And then it'll go over a few extra details in terms of things like your business profile and optimization and things like that for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so when that does come in, you're going to get a link there. Just go ahead and click that link there for me. That'll be the terms of experience I was talking about. Scroll all the way to the bottom. Just let me know when you get down there.
The link on where?
So it'll be coming in as both an email and it'll also come in as an SMS. So if you don't see it as an SMS, just check your email.
SMS or like that's by phone?
Yeah, it's like a text message.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Text message one, most likely might not get it. But I got the Google one.
Okay, excellent. So go ahead and click that link there. If you would like to go over the terms of experience, we can go over that. You'll have that in writing. Otherwise, go ahead and scroll down to the bottom. You'll see 2 boxes.
2 boxes. You mean by the... Do I go to local / Google verification?
No, so it'll be the terms of experience. So the verification would be for when you need to send in your pictures. That's what I sent you in our first call. So you'll worry about those once we get you on the line with the client interview. They'll be able to go over what the next steps are for that just to make sure you have everything set for your Google verification. You should be seeing the local / terms of experience. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, excellent. And then at the bottom, you'll see those 2 boxes. Just go ahead and fill those in there. And then click confirm when you're ready.
The second box wasn't going off. Okay, there we go.
All right, excellent. So you receive a verification for that as well. And then the last thing that we do here is go ahead and set up your client interview. Now, just to be mindful of you having to go in at 12:30, the earliest that we do have at the moment is 10 o'clock in the morning. Is that an okay time for you?
I can try, but I just think this is an interview. I don't want to short it out.
Yeah, so the client interview is only about 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes. It's basically to make sure we have you all set up. Yeah, get you that information.
Okay. Yeah, I sent through the signature and stuff. I think so. I don't know if it was that. But, yeah, it threw me into local splash user and password.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so give me one moment here because I do have that for you as well to get you logged in. Now, you're not going to see anything in there now only because we haven't officially gotten you started yet. But yeah. It allows you – that's what the app that allows you to track your progress, track your new client calls, you know, track all of your keywords as well, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. Another question. Sorry for the question. I do have Yelp, but in the case since we started here, do I have to cancel anything from Yelp right now that I'm paying for?
No, not at all. If you would like to, you may, but, you know, we also do have you set up to get placed on Yelp. So it might actually be advantageous for you to have your current Yelp as well as us getting you listed. But, you know, that's at your discretion, of course.
So if in the case of that, I just have to send it to you guys?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, that's something that we'll go over in your client interview as well.
Okay.
All right, so give me one moment here. Let me go ahead and set your time for you. Okay, so that is 10 o'clock. And even if you do happen to miss the client interview, no need to panic. We will set a time for you. So let's say you have like an hour lunch and you feel it's more comfortable then. If we happen to miss you in the morning, we'll be able to go ahead and follow up with you then, okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, so give me one moment here. Let me go ahead and fill in your time slot for you, just to make sure we close that out for you. Okay. Yep. You'll also be receiving an email just to confirm that your client interview is confirmed. That'll be right as soon as I send in your time slot for you. So just keep a lookout for that. It'll just pop up probably in like 30 seconds or so.
Give me a second. I was just doing something real quick. Saving the thing for myself on some folders.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to save it. Where do you put it? Give me a second. This thing giving me a bit of an issue.
Are you having trouble with, like, one of the emails, or?
No, just trying to send myself I completely forgot them about it. There's something else in between.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm technically done with that.
Okay, perfect. And then you should see your email for your client interview popping up right. WM at Gmail. There we go. Right about now.
No. There you go.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Perfect. Okay. Excellent. Let me just make sure we have all of your bases covered for you. Sent over the terms. We did get your Google verification. Excellent. Okay, perfect. So we do have you all set here. Now there will be a couple of more things coming in for you. You know, likely right before your client interview. That'll take place about 30 minutes before the appointment time. But, you know, we do have a busy slot that day. So, you know, tomorrow might actually land on 10 o'clock a.m. So you might get lucky there. And then they'll be able to go over the rest of those details for you and get you logged into your app as well. Now, give me 1 second, actually. Let me see if we can get you logged in right now just so you can get a good view of what that looks like. Okay. That is your reporting. Okay. Oh, okay. So even I don't have that printed up yet. That's fine. I just wanted to try to give you a preemptive strike on it, but they'll give all that to you in the client interview tomorrow.
All right.
Perfect. So you're all set. You know, I want to say one more time, of course, I am absolutely excited for you to get started on this journey and get working with you. I know this is going to be something that you're absolutely going to love. I absolutely expect that you're going to call me in a month and be like, guy, look, I'm glad you called me, okay? This has been crazy great for me, all right? So I'm looking forward to that for you, and it's just really exciting to be able to go ahead and get you started here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, excellent. So we'll be going ahead and following up with you tomorrow. If you do have any questions, I am available for you even after this call. So if you have any questions and you want to speak to me because it's more comfortable or you had any questions or concerns, do not hesitate to call me on my extension, okay? I'll answer any questions for you, all right?
Okay. I just thought I was looking at something in Gmail, or I think it was set up for the Google verification stuff. No, but it's just looking because right now I still haven't built business cards. I do have the registration, though. But I should have. I just received them like yesterday, I think it was.
Okay.
I do not have a vehicle license plate yet because I have no vehicle. I am trying to get one. That's why I need to get more jobs, more leads to be able to buy one.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is a business license and an insurance. I have to get those, but I just don't know where to
go. Gotcha. So business license here. Let me see. New Britain.
Yep. New Britain.
Okay. Oh, Connecticut. Okay, awesome. Okay, so yeah, you should be able to actually find that relatively easy. So for the Connecticut.gov, I'm not sure if you've been on that website at all.
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, so they're the ones that will be able to provide those for you, okay?
Yeah.
And they're actually relatively cheap as well, and the process takes, I want to say about 2 weeks. Nothing too crazy.
Oh, not bad. But in relative of Google and everything else, can it, like, hold on after I'm able to get that, or can it start without it?
So it does come down to a few points there, right? So it's kind of different based on certain conditions. But again, they'll be able to go through all of that with you in your client interview just to make sure you have that information for one and to make sure that everything moves smoothly for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Any more questions? I do want to make sure we get everything out of the way for you.
Give me a second. Not much. I have to talk to my agent. That way I can set things up with you guys as well.
Okay. Excellent. Well, again, we look forward to...
Actually, now,
oh, yeah.
Now
absolutely.
That I think about it, do I have to send you the agent's information to be able to set you guys up, right?
You might not have to. Only because, you know, you're the main point of contact, so you would be the owner that has all of the information, the documents, and things like that. But we can work with you and them if it's needed. So not like we necessarily have to have their information, but we can work with you and them together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, any other questions?
No, none at the moment. I'll call you so I have a question that pops up.
All right, excellent. So we'll go ahead and be following up with Google, and we'll go ahead and let you know if anything else is needed throughout your client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. Look forward to working with you, man. Again, super excited.
Yes, definitely.
All right, you take care.
You too. Have a good day.
You too.